Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
You're tuned to the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk. With your host, Todd McCluskey. On CJSF 90.1 FM.
Kicking things off today, we're heading to Osaka, Japan. This all-girl pop-punk band formed in 1981 and are still rocking today. This is Shonen Knife on the Blurred Crusade.
When I take a walk, candy's in my pocket. When I go on tour, candy's in my bag. I like mint candies best. They make me relax. When I have a song,
like Minnie Pearl, just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreamin', so we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Security guards trailed us to a record shop. We asked for Mojo Nixon. They said, he don't work here. We said, if you don't got Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixing. We got into a car, away we started rolling. I said, how much you paid for this? Said, nothing, man, it's stolen. Pop rock girl, you look so wild. Let's have a child, we'll name her Minnie Pearl. Just you and me.
CJSF 90.1 FM. In an opening set that's dedicated to all the punk rock girls out there, we started with Shonen Knife and Sweet Candy Power from the album Sweet Candy Power 2019. Shonen Knife out of Osaka, Japan, led by Naoki Yamano, on guitars and vocal. The band's credited with opening it up for bands from Japan, and it's amazing, and I've never heard of them before. My buddy JR was down at Red Cat Records a couple weeks ago, and they were playing Shonen Knife, and he said, "Who is this band?" And they said, "It's Shonen Knife out of Osaka." And he told me, and I can't get enough of them right now. They have released 22 studio albums. The most recent 2023's are Best Place. They have such fun, joyful lyrics, very positive. And apparently they did hit Vancouver in the late 90s, played somewhere in Gastown, I've been told. And they've also performed as a Ramones tribute band, and they are calling themselves the Osaka Ramones. After that, we had Blondie, Dreaming, from Eat to the Beat, 1979. Blondie was slated to play the Peony tonight. I had my tickets, but not sure what happened, but she had to cancel. Got my reimbursement, but disappointed. I really wanted to see Blondie tonight at the Peony. Unfortunately, not going to happen, so look for her to return to Vancouver sometime in the future. And then after that, we had the Dead Milkmen, Punk Rock Girl, from 1988, and the album Beelzebubba. And we finished the set off with the Ramones, Sheena Is a Punk Rocker, from Rocket to Russia, 1977.
Studio 6, CGSS Video Series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
So, who are you?
With impactful and inspiring artists.
We weren't very good at keeping it a secret.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities. Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Noise of Carpet explores 1990s indie classics, recently exhumed underground gems. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too. On CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.
Of Carpet with Mike Shepherd is coming up at the top of the hour. Right now, some new stuff. This is Goat Girl on the Blurred Crusade.
Thank you. You're tuned to the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk, with your host, Todd McCluskey, on CJSF 90.1 FM and online at cjsf.ca.
Going on.
on delicious bluish vinyl. That was Jess Mustard on the Blurred Crusade. They're out of Ireland. I saw them a couple years ago. They opened for Fontaines D.C. And Fontaines D.C., by the way, will be back in town mid-September at the Commodore. Got my tickets for that one. And we started the set off with Goat Girl and Motorway from Below the Waist. Goat Girl out of South London, and their new album, Below the Waist, is on Rough Trade Records. It's their third LP. Current members include Lottie Pendlebury, Rosie Bones, and Holly Molyneux. Great new band, Goat Girl. Three albums in, just getting into them, and we heard Words Fell Out, a second tune from them after Motorway. And like I mentioned, we ended off with Just Mustard out of Ireland. Right now, some brand new local stuff. This is Schedule One and Travesty on the Blurred Crusade.